Welcome to the Love and Light Live podcast, empowering crystal lovers to learn and experience the art of crystal healing. Get ready to listen in and follow your soul calling with crystals. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for the Love and Light Live podcast, the number one place for all things crystals, brought to you by loveandlightschool.com. My name is Ashley Levy, and I'm a best-selling crystal author, educator, and your host for the show. I'm thrilled to have you here with me as each new episode brings us further down the path to discovering the transformative power of crystals. In today's show, we'll explore the best crystals for Taurus season. But before we get started, I'd like to answer one of our listener questions. Remember, you can submit your own questions anytime at loveandlightschool.com/ask for the chance to have your question answered right here on the show. Today's question comes from Heidi, and Heidi says, I have a lot of crystals, most out and visible in displays of various types in my home, and I struggle to keep them cleansed. What are some efficient ways to keep my crystal buddies vibing high when giving them all individual attention on a regular basis is impractical? Heidi, this is such a great question, and I'm really glad you asked. This is one of the biggest problems with a lot of the cleansing methods that are often recommended in crystal healing books and TikTok videos and that sort of thing. They're impractical once you need to cleanse a big group of crystals instead of just one or two. This is something we actually go through in detail in my crystal healing certification program. Class 2, the Metaphysics of Crystals, has a lesson devoted to cleansing, and we go through about 20 different cleansing methods, and I sort of give the pros and cons of each, talk about whether or not they can be used for a large group of crystals, individual crystals, that sort of thing, and ultimately rate each method with a thumbs up or thumbs down. So when it comes to cleansing a large group of crystals, I think the easiest and most practical way is to use sound. Any type of bell or chime can be used in your space to create that strong sound vibration, and those sound waves move through the crystal, and it's thought that this sort of dislodges any outside energy, any energy that's not from the crystal itself, returning that crystal back to its natural state. So this is a really good choice when you have to do a lot of crystals at once. And if you want more information about all of those amazing methods of crystal cleansing, I would love to invite you to join me for my Crystal Healing Certification Program, which opens for enrollment very soon. You can learn more over at crystalhealerschool.com. And if you're a beginner, you're nervous about taking that full Crystal Healing Certification Program, I have created an Introduction to Crystal Healing course, which is actually one of the full classes out of the program. It's still a multi-lesson course that goes through tons of great information about how and why crystals work, techniques for cleansing and charging your crystals, understanding the properties of color and their significance in crystal healing, important tips for safely storing your crystals, and tons more. So if you'd like to learn more about that, you can head over to my main website at loveandlightschool.com, click on shop, and you will see all of our courses. This is a great way to do a little sample of the full CCH program if you're not sure whether you're ready to sign up for the whole big thing. So Heidi, thank you so much for your question. I really appreciate it. And remember, if you're listening and you have a question you'd like me to answer for you about crystals or spirituality or anything else that you're curious about right now, you can submit your question or share your crystal experience over at loveandlightschool.com/ask. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Discover how you can deepen your spiritual journey and follow your soul calling with crystals. The Love and Light School's award-winning Crystal Healing Certification Program opens soon. Go to crystalhealerschool.com. Now it's time to dive into our main topic for today, the best crystals for Taurus season. So Taurus season is just about here when this episode is released. This astrological season, it's really important for us to focus on our self-love and our self-care. Taurus is ruled by the planet Venus, which is so focused on love, and this really becomes super prominent during this time, showing us where we may need to show more love for others, as well as where we need to hold more love for ourselves. And self-care can be an important part of that process. And this can be something really quick and simple that you do regularly as part of your daily routine this next month, or it can be a deep dive into some ways to heal and nourish yourself. So as we dive into Taurus season, which runs from about April 20th through May 20th, the focus shifts to taking stock of security and finances. Ask yourself things like if your current financial situation is supporting you or not. And if not, what changes you can make to improve it? If it is, how can you continue on this path? Because Taurus is in charge also of our feelings of safety, security, and stability. And our career and finances and physical well-being all play a role in that. Because when you feel secure, it allows your body, mind, and spirit to relax and to feel more supported. So if you don't have that stable foundation in place, make this part of your self-care practice by taking some steps toward changing your current situation. Working with your crystals to call in some energetic support is really incredibly helpful to help you make any necessary shifts. I know that sometimes, you know, things seem a little overwhelming, like the change is just too big, and it's really easy to get discouraged, but reaching for some crystals for support can be a huge help. So working with the following Taurus-aligned stones will help get you in alignment with the current celestial energies, and this is a great way by working with these crystals to enhance the positive aspects of Taurus while balancing out its challenges. So let's kind of talk about those gifts and challenges of Taurus season and some of its correspondences. The symbol of Taurus is the bull. I mentioned earlier its ruling planet is Venus. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. Its modality is that it's a fixed sign, meaning it's resistant to change, it's related to determination, focus, and individuality. Taurus is also an earth element sign, and the earth element connects to protection, stability, abundance, and growth. The parts of the body that are associated with Taurus are the throat and neck, and some keywords to keep in mind during the season are devotion, intellect, love, persistence, reliability, and responsibility. Now, this season does come with some amazing gifts, like feelings of calm and coziness, dependability, loyalty, relaxation, and tranquility, but it also has its challenges. So you can run into people or situations where there's like cheapness or miserliness, jealousy, materialism, possessiveness, shallowness, stubbornness. All of these things can sort of rear their head during Taurus season. So during Taurus season, it's important to select crystals that amplify love, reliability, and security. And I've talked about this in previous zodiac episodes, but it's really important to note that zodiac crystals are a little different than birthstones. And I actually have a link to a classic post article in this week's blog, all about the difference between zodiac crystals and birthstones. So if you head over to loveandlightschool.com/blog and check out this Taurus season blog post, you'll find that article about birthstones and zodiac stones linked there. So whether you're enhancing the positive attributes and aspects of this sign, or you're addressing its challenges by balancing out these more difficult energetic aspects of Taurus, the following stones are the best companions for your celestial journey ahead. Things like moss agate, tree agate, amber, fuchsite, green kyanite, pink opal, rose quartz, angel wing selenite, and pink tourmaline. Now there's a list a lot longer than this over on the website, and I actually did a great live on Facebook earlier this week where I went through all of the crystals on the list, told a little bit about them, did some show and tell with some pieces from my collection, talking about where they came from, things that were special about them, and discussing exactly why each of these stones was a perfect match for the energy of Taurus season. So if you want an in-depth look at all of those crystals and why they're so great to work with while we're in this period of Taurus energy, be sure to head over to the blog, or you can find that video on Facebook at Love and Light School or on my YouTube channel. When you're working on developing your intuition, becoming familiar with how to use your crystals in different divination practices can be really helpful. That's why, in my Crystals for Intuitive Tarot course, I've shared practical techniques for working with crystal energy to discover the deeper wisdom of the tarot.
This course includes 15 in-depth lessons covering topics like an introduction to crystals and the tarot, crystals for setting the stage and creating sacred space for readings, crystals to ground and center you as the reader, crystals to call in the elements for magical support, crystals to awaken your intuition before a reading, wearing crystal jewelry as a personal talisman for intuition and communication, working with crystals to provide more depth to your card readings, incorporating crystals into your readings for others, creating your own crystal tarot set and tarot and crystal correspondences, working with your crystal tarot set, creating crystal essences for embodying the archetypal energies of the tarot, creating a crystal grid for tarot meditation, crystals to keep your cards clear and shielded between readings, the 10 best crystals for tarot readings, and a tarot spread for learning about the energy of a crystal. As crystal healers, it's important for us to continue to explore new ways to develop and tune into our intuition. Working with crystals in the tarot can help you gain the clarity and wisdom that you need to go even deeper with your readings. You'll learn more about all of this when you sign up for my Crystals for Intuitive Tarot course. Visit loveandlightschool.com/tarot, that's T-A-R-O-T, to learn more. Again, that's loveandlightschool.com/tarot. Don't forget to use promo code PODCASTFAN for $10 off your first class. But I did want to take the time to go into my top three crystals for Taurus season in a little bit more detail here. So first is obsidianite. This stone is perfect to call in the really nurturing energy of Taurus season. It can support you if you're dealing with a broken heart or if you're working through some sort of grief, even if you're grieving more like lost parts of yourself rather than the loss of something else. So if you've been neglecting yourself or if you are frequently addressing the needs of others at the expense of yourself and your own energy, obsidianite can help you reclaim your self-care practice. Next is pink opal. And this is a potch opal or common opal, meaning that it lacks any sparkle or fire, so it's not the same as a precious opal. And this stone is really useful for helping instill compassion and empathy. So if you don't feel deserving of love or you struggle with prioritizing self-love, self-care, reach for a pink opal to be a companion for you. This stone also supports you as you take actions that are rooted in compassion, both for yourself and for other people. And finally, probably my favorite stone for Taurus season is rose quartz because it's connected to Taurus's ruling planet, Venus, and this stone just exudes love. It's known as the love stone. It helps remind you to nurture yourself, and Taurus season is a great time to get in the habit of adding a few extra minutes to your daily routine for something to really nurture yourself. Something that brings you joy, that lifts you up, that relaxes you, whatever it is you most need. So even if you feel a little rushed or like there's other things that are more important, rose quartz helps you make that effort to make yourself a cup of herbal tea and maybe spend a few minutes drinking it in silence or spend some creative time painting, writing, doing something that really fills you up, or maybe make time for a little stroll outside or do some gardening, something that really nourishes your spirit. So I talked earlier about Taurus's ruling planet being Venus. So each sign of the zodiac is represented or ruled by a particular planet. And the ruling planet is the planet that's thought to have influence over its corresponding sign of the zodiac, house, aspect of life, that sort of thing. So Venus happens to be the ruling planet of Taurus, and it's associated with arrogance, the arts and creativity, beauty, both inner and outer beauty, the emotions and feelings, etiquette, harmony, kindness, love and lust, positivity, romance, selfishness, and sexuality. So you can see this planet brings with it its own gifts and challenges, as well as the energy of Taurus season. So if you want to get more in alignment with the planet Venus during this time, work with things like green aventurine, chrysoprase, white diamond, emerald, morganite, Herkimer diamond quartz, rose quartz, rhodochrosite, pink sapphire, and pink tourmaline. Taurus season is a time to be grounded, present, and receptive. It's a time to tune into your core needs and desires and ask how you can be present and embrace simplicity rather than doing more. Taurus energy asks you to examine what truly matters in your life and put your energy and attention there. So ask yourself, where can you ground yourself by establishing deeper roots? Taurus season also reconnects you to your surroundings and to the worldly material foundation that's necessary for you to thrive. So spring cleaning may lighten your burdens by creating space for you to do this. So I do have a little Taurus season crystal ritual and meditation for you over on the blog as well. It's a super simple one. Because this season's all about self-love and self-care, and because rose quartz really corresponds to Taurus, this ritual is a simple crystal bath using some rose quartz. So you're going to draw yourself a nice warm bath and place a few tumbled rose quartz crystals into the bath water. Anywhere between like 1 and 9 is just fine. More isn't necessarily better, so it's fine even if you just want to use one. And I do recommend using tumbled stones here because they're nice and smooth. If you do accidentally step on one or sit on one, it won't hurt quite so much as if you have a rough stone, plus they won't scratch your tub. If you'd like to create a little bit more ambiance, you can light some candles or some incense. And if you'd like to bring in some herbal energy, you can also add a tablespoon or two of dried chamomile to your bath water. The easiest way to do this is in a tea bag. So if you already have some chamomile tea, just pop a tea bag right into the bath. Just make sure that you're not doing this if you think you may be allergic to chamomile. That's really important. So once you have your space set up and your bath is drawn and everything has been added, gently ease yourself into the tub, sit comfortably, and hold your hands just above the surface of the bath water with your palms facing downward. Then visualize some pink light moving from your heart, down your arms, out through the palms of your hands and into the water. And send that pink light from your heart full of love to charge the energy of the bath water. So visualize that water glowing really bright, glowing pink, filling the water with the energy of love, and then see those rose quartz stones start to be filled with that pink light too. See them start to glow really bright, charging the water with their crystalline energy of love and healing, and see that energy from the crystals move out into the bath water until it's completely fully charged. Then you're going to open your eyes. Gently bathe your body in the energy-infused water and sort of feel the energy of love pouring over your body like gentle waves as this bath water touches your skin. And make sure you sort of bathe all parts of yourself and see that energy of love and feel that energy of love moving into your body, filling your physical body, filling your aura as you bathe in this water. So when you're done, you can stay in the bath for as long as you like. And you can repeat this exercise as often as you need to, anytime really, but especially throughout Taurus season. You can also adapt this exercise for the shower if you need to, rather than the bathtub if you don't have a bathtub available, by just holding a small tumbled rose quartz stone or a rose quartz palm stone in your hand and gently rubbing it over your body while you're showering. Making sure to still do that same visualization of absorbing that crystal energy, absorbing that energy of love. So in these Zodiac series podcast episodes, I've also been talking about crystals for these Zodiac signs in your chart. And we've been talking a little bit about the big three. So if you want to go back to the first episode in this series, which was the best crystals for Aquarius season, I break this down in detail there. Or you can head over to the website at loveandlightschool.com/blog. And in this week's post, I also have a little video about working with the crystals for your big three. So if Taurus is part of your big three, you can use the stones that I'm suggesting here to enhance or balance its energy. So if Taurus is your sun sign, you can work with amber or green aventurine. If it's your moon sign, you can try angel wing selenite or fuchsite. Or if it's your rising sign, you might want to work with green kyanite or serpentine. And again, for more information about your big three, what it's all about, and how to actually work with these crystals, listen to that first episode in the Zodiac series or hop over to the blog for detailed written instructions and a little video. Plus, the final thing I have in this week's post for you is a Taurus season card spread, and you definitely won't want to miss that. So head over to loveandlightschool.com. Do you feel intuitively called to work more deeply with your stones? To grow your confidence, knowledge, and connection to crystal energy beyond what you can learn on your own? Our award-winning Crystal Healing Certification Program will take you from crystal lover to a confident, certified crystal healer and help you discover your soul's path and crystal purpose. Go to crystalhealerschool.com to learn more.
Well, that is it for our main topic for today, but I want to tell you about something that's coming up next week that I am so excited about. So next week, I start my free video series called Three Keys to Unlock Your Crystal Magic. These videos are only available to people on my email list. It's a great free training where we go through some morning crystal rituals, evening crystal rituals, and other practical hands-on techniques that you can do with your crystals anytime to deepen your connection with them and actually get some hands-on experience working with them. So this video series is available just for a limited time. It will be up from now until Sunday, April 21st, 2024, and you can head over and get that free training by visiting loveandlightschool.com/keys, and you will find all the information about this free training, everything that's covered, and when you sign up, you will get immediate access to the first video, so you don't even have to wait for it to come out next week if you want to sign up early. It's honestly one of my favorite free trainings I've ever done. There's so much goodness in there, and I really think you'll enjoy it. So again, head over to loveandlightschool.com/keys to get that free training now. All right, well, that is it for today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed listening and that you learned a lot from today's show. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. And if our discussion today sparked some new questions, ideas, or memories of your crystal experiences, I would love to hear from you. So you can submit your question or share your crystal story over at loveandlightschool.com/ask. And if you did enjoy the show today, the biggest compliment you can give me is to leave a quick rating and a review on your favorite podcast platform. Or even better, share it with a fellow crystal lover that you think would enjoy listening as well. And today, I just want to give a quick shout out to Carly Angel, who left a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and also left a little review. Carly says, really enjoyed listening to you. Well, thank you, Carly. I really appreciate you taking the time to leave that review. It helps other crystal lovers find the show. And it's so, so important in helping us connect with other people. So if you're listening out there and you wouldn't mind taking a quick minute to leave me that 5-star rating and a review, I would be incredibly grateful. And if you're ready to dive deeper with your crystals and take the next steps on your crystal journey, be sure to head over to crystalhealerschool.com to learn more about how you can become a certified crystal healer in my accredited, award-winning CCH and ACP programs. I'd love to see you in class. Enrollment opens Tuesday, April 22nd. For the last time this spring, so it'll be the last chance to get into the program for the next 6 months. And if you have any questions that you need to ask about the program, feel free, as always, to message me over on Instagram at Love and Light School. That brings us to the end of this week's episode of the Love and Light Live podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and I'll be back with you next time. Until then, crystal blessings.
The Love and Light Live podcast is a production of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy. Connect with us online at loveandlightschool.com or on social at loveandlightschool. The content provided on or through our website or podcast makes no claims for specific or general health or health results, and should not be used to examine, diagnose, or treat any medical condition, prescribe medications, make claims for specific or general healing or health results, or as a substitute for traditional medical treatment. For medical advice, you should consult a licensed healthcare specialist. For more information, please refer to the terms of use on our website at loveandlightschool.com.